sowing, for labor's true in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls are the oceans in darkness, are starving for life-giving bread. They perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God pay them the debt that we owe them.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
Yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. A very pleasant greeting once again to all the listeners of radio station XEG. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and your speaker is Willie Murphy, coming to you once again with another gospel broadcast. This message is broadcast and also printed weekly, which we mail to those who are interested. It gives me great pleasure to take the opportunity at this time to say a very personal thank you to those who are helping maintain this weekly schedule. Your prayers and letters of support are deeply appreciated. For this we give thanks and dedicate ourselves anew to the task before us of spreading the pure word of God both at home and abroad. It also gives me pleasure to welcome our new listeners to the broadcast. We hope you will write us and request the printed copies which contain additional items of interest to the Lord's people. Address all mail to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Listen now to the reading of the scripture beginning with verse 14 from the 33rd chapter of Ezekiel. I quote, "Again, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, if he turn from his sin and do that which is lawful and right, if the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he had robbed, walk in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of his sins that he hath committed shall be mentioned unto him. He hath done that which is lawful and right. He shall surely live." It is my desire now to point out a very essential step which should be taken by every born-again child of God. Notice the text says, "If the wicked restore the pledge." Now, in order for one to truly repent and turn from his wickedness, it is absolutely necessary that they consider the pathway which their feet have been walking and begin to straighten up the affairs of their past life, which do not conform to the will of God. Now, what would you think if I went down to the corner grocery store and promised the groceryman that I would be in on my next payday to pay for the groceries which he allowed me to take from the store upon my good credit? Well, you'd say, there's nothing wrong with this. Many people do that each day. Yes, friends, this is true. Many people do make purchases on time payment plan and pay for them when they become due. But let us go one step further. Suppose I fail to pay my grocer bill at the time when it is due, and the merchant man becomes a little unhappy with my delay. Of course, at first, he no doubt would allow me a few extra weeks to catch up on my late payment. But if this continued to go on and on, one day, no doubt, he would meet me at the store with this reminder: "I'm sorry to tell you, but if you don't pay up your grocery bill, it would be necessary for me to shut off your account." Suppose then I'd tell him, "From this day on, I'm not buying any more groceries on credit. From here on, all purchases will be by cash. I'll bring the money with me each time I want to take something home." Well, he might say, "This is a good plan. I'll be glad to sell to you on the cash basis." And then he might add, "But first, I want my money for the old bills." Listen to this scripture from Hebrews chapter 12 and beginning with verse 12. It says, "Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord." This is the plan of God in this gospel dispensation. Examples are worth so much more than mere words. Let me give you an example of what can be done by one who is truly sincere in living for God. The following incident is true, and I will gladly furnish you the name and addresses of both parties upon your request. Not long ago, in a service where God was blessing, a young man rose to his feet and told how God had been helping him since his conversion to straighten up the things of his past life which were wrong. On one particular occasion, he had been drinking, and when his car was stalled in the mud, he walked to a truck and took away a shovel to use to help remove his car from the mud. This shovel he did not return. As the years passed by, this young man finally came in contact with God. He realized his need of a Savior and repented of his sins. There were many other incidents in his life which he began to correct and make straight. He did not know the name of the party who owned the shovel, but returned to the place from where the shovel had been stolen. This he did in a prayerful attitude, asking God to help him locate the man. After inquiry, he learned that the man had moved and now lives in the state of Oregon. So it occurred to him that the proper thing to do would be to write a letter and send money in payment for the shovel. This he did, enclosing a $5 check. Friends, let me assure you that this takes courage and the grace of God to do. But in the end, the dividends are great, which give peace of mind and assurance from God that all is well. Listen now to the letter which this young man received a few days ago from this man in Oregon. I quote, "Sir, I received your letter with $5 check enclosed. Thank you very much. I knew that you had taken the shovel, but knew also that you had been drinking and felt that you might bring it back in a day or two. I was pleased to get the $5 for the shovel, but more pleased to hear that you had found peace in the Lord and a purpose in life. If I thought taking a $5 shovel from a truck of mine would restore faith and honesty in all mankind today, I would gladly furnish all the shovels I could. If God forgave you, I also forgive you, and hope that you never lose the faith or love of God which you say in your letter you have found, as you will surely need it in our world today. Sincerely," and then the signature. Friends, this is what I call a real example of making straight paths for your feet. Listen now to this poem entitled, "Wasted Years." Have you wandered along on life's pathway? Have you lived without love, a life of tears? Have you searched for the great hidden meaning? Or is your life filled with long, wasted years? Wasted years, wasted years. Oh, how foolish. As you walk on in darkness and fears. Turn around, turn around. God is calling. He's calling you from a life of wasted years. Search for wisdom and seek understanding. There is someone who knows and always hears. Give it up, the load you're bearing. You can't go on in a life of wasted years. Selected. Let us spend a moment in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, there may be someone listening to this broadcast tonight who have wasted many years in the paths of sin. For these, we ask a special blessing. Help them to sincerely repent and to turn from their evil ways, and as they do so, give them courage and grace to make straight paths for their feet, and give them the peace and joy which comes only in knowing that they have a conscience void of offense toward God and man, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen now to the song, The Old Account, as sung by Lynn Carver, Troy Gentry, Edgar Martins, Ed Price, and Cynthia LeCroix.
There was a time on earth when in the book of heaven an old account was standing for sins yet unforgiven. My name was at the top and many things below. I went unto the keeper and so long ago, long ago, I settled it all. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. Hallelujah. And the record's clear today, for he washed my sins away when the old account was settled long ago. The old account was large and growing every day, for I was always sinning and never tried to pay. But when I looked ahead and saw such pain and woe, I said that I would settle, I settled long ago, long ago, long ago, I settled it all. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. Hallelujah. And the record's clear today, for he washed my sins away when the old account was settled long ago. When at the judgment bar I stand before my King, and he the book will open, he cannot find a thing. Then will my heart be glad, while tears of joy will flow, because I had it settled, and settled long ago, long ago, long ago.
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Until next Friday night at 10:45, this is Willie Murphy wishing you each and every one the very richest blessings of heaven and a very pleasant good night.
Oh, sinner, seek the Lord, repent of all your sins, for thus he has commanded, if you will enter in, and then if you should live 100 years below, up there you'll not regret it. You settled long ago, long ago, long ago, I settled it all. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. Hallelujah. And the record's clear today, for he washed my sins away when the old account was settled long ago.